John, it's so good to see you again. One of the things we had talked about previously is designing with platinum. So let's talk a little more in depth about what it is today for a designer to design in platinum.
Well, platinum is by far the superior metal. It just outlasts everything else. It's just a whole different metal completely. And it's come a long way, to tell you the truth, over the years.
In what way?
Well, they've got some new alloys.
Ooh.
So platinum hard is gallium and rhythmium. It's 5%. It's very, very difficult to mix, but it's harder than all the other platinum groups.
Oh, so if it's harder, it takes a better polish, right.
It takes a better polish. And the thing about platinum is it just doesn't wear out. And that's the amazing thing about platinum. People don't realize it doesn't wear out. It takes years. I mean,
it's already better because so many people swim with their rings on chlorinated swimming pools. And we've talked about this before, the problems with gold jewelry and how platinum is so much superior.
Yeah, it's not affected by chlorine.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hypoallergenic. It's just a hands down better material. And I love working with it. It's like what we call dead soft. You know, you press it down, it stays down. You know, you press white gold prong down, it springs back up. That's why so many new stone setters will break emeralds because they're not familiar with what the metal's going to do.
Right. Well, John, it's not just that platinum has new alloys now that do more for it. We also have had in the last few years in the industry what we call CAD, which is the computer-aided design system that creates the 3D image. So when making a piece of jewelry for a client, as opposed to just the hand sketching, you can also show them that design.
Yes, and by the way, that's probably the number one basis for making any jewelry in the jewelry trade nowadays.
Really?
All the jewelry that you see that's
Instead
manufactured.
Instead of all the casts and handmade.
It's still got to get cast. It's still got to get hand finished. But the CAD work, the design work is very, very accurate. And it's easy to change around. Okay, now you can do custom CAD where we design around the client's diamonds and their diamond shapes and what they want. Or you can have something that's production CAD that they make thousands of. The old days, they'd make a master mold and then reproduce it.
Yeah, reproduce. Well, but they only reproduce the same ring with the same size stones over and over again. With CAD, you can change the sizes of the stones. So almost in a sense, no two rings actually ever look alike.
In the jewelry industry, the production, there's a lot of the same thing.
Right. But on your end, you don't do that.
Oh,
I mean, you're working usually with individuals who are selecting their own stones or bringing stones to you to be repurposed.
Right, and I do recommend the platinum.
Now, tell me about HIP.
Ah, HIP.
HIP.
It's what we call hot isostatic pressing. Now, hot isostatic pressing is an unusual thing that, let me put it this way. When you cast platinum occurs with naturally little tiny bubbles in it, okay? And they show up as imperfections on little holes and you gotta, you know, either
I occasionally
weld them shut.
See those under a microscope.
Yeah,
yes,
the older
especially
pieces,
in
you'll
old
see it, older
casting
pieces.
Pieces.
Okay,
that
well,
are,
nowadays,
yeah.
We can get around that by this hot isostatic pressing because what we do is it goes into a chamber which is high heat and high pressure and it crushes all those little bubbles out of it.
Sort of like die striking gold?
It's high pressure, high heat. And it crushes the whole thing.
Okay, wow.
So it's almost liquid, but it holds its form, and it's under pressure, so the bubbles just dissipate.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and you can get rid of all the problems. Like if you had one of those little tiny bubbles in, let's say, a prong, you don't want that because it makes the prong weak, and you don't know. So I'm using nothing but this. Whenever I make any castings in platinum, that is on it. So my client has a superior product. Polishes up better all the way around. I love technology nowadays. It's great because the clients
well, it is.
Are winners.
It's so fabulous. The clients are the winners.
Yeah.
We can do so much and you know, with new smart alloys and computer-aided design, whether it's staging a real estate house with furniture in it that's empty, it's fabulous technology. And the fact that we're applying it to the jewelry business is, well, just what we do.
Yeah, and there's myself that can still hand carve, you know, but the CAD is much faster. So
it's a more efficient way to custom make a ring for somebody.
If you want something hand carved, we can do that. But also the CAD is extremely accurate.
Yes, but you like still that. Have the setting and the hand finish and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's still part of the design element.
And it's very rewarding to have a finished piece.
Well, I know it is because I have one of your finished pieces. And I love it. And I love the weight of it and the feel of it on my finger. It's just... It's a delight to wear.
Yeah,
and
platinum is heavier.
It's wonderful to show to other people, too.
All right, Virginia, thank you.
All right, John, thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.